As this season has gone on, the Bronkbusters' half-court offense has become more and more developed. And I think it hit its peak on Wednesday night. The Garden City Bronkbusters defeated the Cowley Tigers 76-61 as Garden City won its second straight game. The Bronkbusters did a phenomenal job shooting the basketball over 50% as a team for their second consecutive time. Before these last two wins, the best percentage Garden City had shot all season long as a team was 49% in a blowout win over Northwest Tech. In these last two games, not only the Bronkbusters offense showing good flashes of getting out in transition, but they're hitting three-pointers and they're taking really good shots. Ana Ramos P. Reese was really involved for the Bronkbusters throughout. She limited her fouls in the second half and found a way to get into double figures again. Another game where Garden City spread the wealth, four players scoring in double figures in this one, and every player who checked in for Garden City scored at least 8 points. It truly was a game where Cali didn't know who to defend. On one possession, it'd be Nisi Moultrie getting an offensive rebound and putting it up for two. Another possession would be CC Dreesen hanging up in the mid-range, and then one possession later would be Boxer Conley hitting a three. And look, it's a small roster. I know there's only 8 players on it, and I know only 6 of them played. But if all 6 that play are going to give you at least 8 points, you're going to be able to play well as long as you played in some good defense. And that's what Garden City did. The Bronkbusters did a very good job against Cowley, forcing over 20 turnovers for the second time this season against the Tigers, a big reason why the Bronkbusters take home the sweep. Final score from Conestoga Arena, Garden City 76 and Cowley 61. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.